You know us guys in the media. We rather have a guy hired as the assistant coach and speculate that he might be the heir apparent rather than the team take care of all the business like the Blues did today. Our pal Andy Strickland joins us from Fox Sports Midwest in St. Louis, as well as CBS Sports Radio. And Andy, I appreciate it. It's been a couple of visits over the last couple of weeks because the Blues have been busy. First off, your reaction to today's announcement involving Mike Yeo?
Not a surprise, to be honest with you, Rob. I mean, this was speculated really from the time that Kirk Muller and Bradshaw decided they weren't going to return to St. Louis. They were both offered one-year contracts to return. And that was because of Ken Hitchcock deciding next year is going to be his last year as an NHL head coach. So I think Doug Armstrong was put in a really interesting position there, not wanting to give assistant coaches longer term than the head coach, knowing you have to hire a different head coach down the line. So Mike Yeo is a guy who's got NHL experience behind the bench as a head coach. I think that's something that Doug Armstrong really wanted. He's got certainly a strong familiarity to the Central Division and to the Western Conference. So we all know how important that is as well when you consider who you're going to have to face night in and night out in the National Hockey League. But, you know, talking to Mike Yeo last week, you kind of had a sense that this was a real strong possibility, as well as talking to people in the Blues organization. And it seemed like it was only a matter of time before the announcement was made official, which was, of course, made today.
Andy, was Mike Yeo the only guy, or was this the plan all along? And you know what I mean by that. You mentioned Kirk Muller. There was a lot of speculation that Muller could have, you know, been that guy next year, but he went in a different direction. Was this just a, you know, the grand plan all along, or did they fall into this, so to speak?
No, I think this was the grand plan. I mean, let's face it, Doug Armstrong tried to hire Mike Yeo several years ago prior to Mike leaving Pittsburgh and heading to Houston. Doug Armstrong offered Yeo the American Hockey League job at the time, which was the Peoria Rivermen when the Blues were affiliated with Peoria before they had an agreement with the Chicago Wolves, which is where they are right now. So there was some history there. Listen, Doug Armstrong was candid. He had spoken to Scott Stevens. There was some talk about Stevens turning down the Blues job, which really never happened because it never got that far in the negotiations. I think Doug Armstrong said that he and Scott Stevens had a phone call, and Stevens was up front and said he was kind of leaning towards, you know, taking a job with a different team, which he ended up doing, the Minnesota Wild, which is where Mike Yeo is coming from. So it's always kind of interesting to follow the connect the dots here. But you know, I don't think he reached out to too many other guys. I think Mike Yeo was his guy. Certainly the familiarity as well with Rick Wilson, who won a Stanley Cup with Dallas with Ken Hitchcock, and while Doug Armstrong was the assistant GM there at the time. So, again, we see this often, Rob, in the National Hockey League. I mean, guys want to hire people that they know. And in the case of Mike Yeo, it's interesting. Doug Armstrong doesn't really know Yeo too well. Certainly knows people who know him. Yeo served on Hockey Canada staff at the World Championships this past spring and got some real positive remarks. He ran the power play. The power play had a lot of success there at the World Championships, something he'll do here in St. Louis under Ken Hitchcock as well. So I talked to Ken Hitchcock and Mike Yeo at length today, and they spent some time together as well over the course of the last several days when Yeo came into St. Louis for a formal visit and a formal interview. And I think he left town with the organization being very impressed with him, and I think they decided this is the guy they want to focus all their attention on, at least in the short term, unless he decided to go elsewhere. But again, he's only 42 years of age. The Blues have a young group of players returning, and they're only going to get younger as the seasons go on. I mean, they're going to have more guys coming on board, and they wanted to have a young coach who could maybe relate to the young players and kind of grow with this organization moving forward. So he's the guy moving forward. And listen, he signed a four-year contract. He'll be the assistant next year, the associate head coach, actually, and then a three-year contract as the head coach moving forward after next season.
In conversation, Andy Strickland, our guest down the South Street Burger guest hotline. Andy, when you talked to both Mike and Ken, did you talk at all about how do they plan on handling the inevitable questions that come up, you know, when a two-game losing skid or a three-game losing skid? Well, you're going to be the new head coach. Are they paying attention? You know what I know. You know what I mean. There's going to be those questions at some point, right?
I do. And, you know, listen, I mean, how else are they going to answer that right now, Rob, to be honest with you?
True,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Yeo is a professional. You know, I get that impression from I'll be honest with you, I don't know Mike Yeo. I've talked to him a couple of times over the course of the last few weeks. had a good conversation again with him today. And this guy's a professional, and he's been around the National Hockey League, and he understands his role this year is as an assistant coach, even though he has the associate head coach title. And Ken Hitchcock, you know, runs the show around here, and that's not going to change. So this is actually, I look at it as a great opportunity, Rob, for a guy like Mike Yeo, because you look at assistant coaches and the dynamic between players and assistants versus the relationship players have with the head coach. And typically the assistant coach is kind of that buffer between the player and the head coach. And Kirk Muller was excellent at that the last couple of years. And I think in this situation that what an advantage you know that is for Mike Yeo to be able to establish a relationship with the players without having the stress that comes with being the head coach and the pressure that comes with being the head coach. And he can kind of get to know the guys around the locker room before taking on the head coaching role following next season. So I think it's a real advantage that most guys don't have.
Right.
And I think that's the way he's going to approach it. I don't think he's going to approach this as the coach in waiting or the future head coach. I mean, it's natural to understand that we all know what's going to happen after next season. But I think he fully recognizes he is the associate head coach or the assistant coach, at least for the next 12 months.
I know you well enough to know that you're very thorough, so I want to just pick your brain a little bit on Mike Yeo and how far he might have gone down the path with the Calgary Flames. Do you have any sense of that?
I do have a sense of that, and I think that both Calgary and Anaheim had Mike Yeo on their radar, and the Blues knew that. And the conversations between Yeo and Doug Armstrong were that, listen, they reached out to Yeo very quickly, I might add. Mm-hmm. I mean, shortly after the Blues recognized that Bradshaw and Kirk Muller weren't coming back, Doug Armstrong was on the phone with Mike Yeo very, very quickly. And, you know, I think Mike Yeo was up front with Doug Armstrong, said, hey, listen, this is where I want to be. You're at the front of the line. And, you know, you guys reached out to me first. And I think from a respect standpoint and from a loyalty standpoint, Mike Yeo told the Blues, listen, you know, you guys reached out to me first. I'm going to put you at the front of the line if you want me to become, you know, part of your organization moving forward. And he stuck to his word, and the Blues got it done.
In conversation with Andy Strickland, our guest down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline, tell me a little bit about the guys that stay and the guys that left. And I guess the guy that jumps out at me is Kirk Muller. Why didn't it work? Why didn't he get the job that Mike Yeo got?
Well, I think it's a great question, Rob. I mean, honestly, it's a great question. And for whatever reason, it didn't happen. I mean, let's face it. To be a head coach in the National Hockey League, it's a 24/7 job, 365. You know, I'm not so sure Kirk Muller, you know, wants to be that guy. I don't even know if he wants to be a head coach, to be honest with you, right now. He got a pretty good gig in Montreal. If he wanted to be a head coach, he wouldn't have signed with Montreal as quickly as he did when you consider there were other head coach openings available. If he wanted to be a head coach, he probably would have waited, to be honest with you. I think Kirk Muller enjoys the relationship he has with his players. This guy played a long time in the National Hockey League. I mean, you're not going to find an assistant coach in the league who's more respected in the room than Kirk Muller. You know, he's still young enough to relate to these guys, you know, and obviously you play over 1,400 games in the National Hockey League. I mean, that's going to be an advantage that most associate or most assistant head coaches in the National Hockey League just don't have. But there's also a level of commitment necessary to be a head coach, and it's not for everybody. I mean, you've got to grind it out, as you know, Rob. I mean, it's unlike any other job in hockey, to be honest with you. There is no social life when it comes to being a head coach, at least for the successful ones, to be honest with you. I mean, they are completely locked into their hockey club. And I'm not so sure Kirk Muller felt like that was something he wanted moving forward. Now, would he have taken the head coaching job if the Blues had offered it to him? I can't sit here and say that he would or wouldn't have. I would imagine he would be very interested. But I did find it interesting that he signed with Montreal as quickly as he did when you consider there were some head coaching openings available.
We've really, I think, opened our eyes here in the last little while. It is a head coach, and he gets the Jack Adams Trophy, but it really is about staffs. And I know Rick Wilson's added to the staff, but there's also some guys sticking around that have been longtime lieutenants, and I don't think Corsi longtime, but certainly Ray Bennett has been. What about the staff as a whole now for the Blues?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because Ray Bennett deserves some recognition here. This guy is one of the better people in the National Hockey League that, in reality, nobody knows about. Now, he's from your area over there.
That's right. Yeah.
And he's been coaching for a long time, not only in the NHL, but just in terms of his coaching career. And he's a valuable piece of the staff. I mean, he's kind of the eye in the sky, but he works with the forwards. You know, I was talking with David Backes recently, and I've been talking with him a lot, to be honest with you, over the course of the last few weeks, really since the season ended. And, you know, I found it interesting that Backes said when things aren't going his way on the ice, that Ray Bennett is the guy that he reaches out to, who he watches his shifts with, you know, who he watches video with, that it wasn't Brad Shaw or Kirk Muller. You know, Kirk Muller obviously worked with the forwards,
sure.
But it wasn't Kirk Muller, it was Brad Shaw. I mean, excuse me, it was Ray Bennett. So, you know, Ray Bennett's a very smart, intelligent guy. You know, I coached AAA hockey here in St. Louis. I had a chance to coach his son a couple of years ago as an assistant coach, and Ray Bennett obviously spent some time with our team on the ice when he could. And this guy is a people person, very, very smart. He's not an attention seeker. He just loves to coach, and he loves the game. And these are the type of people you really need on your staff. And, you know, you look at a guy like Jim Corsi, obviously, you know, I mean, you look at the Blues goaltending position the last couple of years since he's come on board, and you look at the goaltending position in Buffalo with Ryan Miller over the course of the several years they were linked together. This guy's a really good coach. He's very, very smart, very, very technical. He's current, which I think is something you have to be as a coach. You've got to be able to be up to date with the current trends in terms of how the game is played or in terms of goaltending, how the position is played. So, listen, the Blues are not looking to take a back seat to anybody in the Western Conference or anybody in the Central Division. They're looking to continue to push and make a real run at things in the West and in this division moving forward and having these guys come back. Sean Farrell's a guy who I've known for years, both in the youth hockey circuit and now obviously in the National Hockey League. He's a veteran, a video coach here who does a great job, also helps out with some skill work with some of the players and does some stuff in the area as well. So the Blues still have a very good coaching staff, a coaching staff with a ton of experience, and they had that for the last several years. And I think it's a big reason as to why they've had success, Rob. You know, Brad Shaw is an amazing coach, very, very good. And you talk to players who have worked with him, they rave about what he brings to the table. He played in the league. Obviously, Kirk Muller played in the league. I think there's an advantage to having played in the National Hockey League just from a credibility standpoint inside the room. I think players look at that, and they really appreciate players who have been there, who have played at that level in the past, and they certainly did from those two guys, Brad Shaw and Kirk Muller. They'll be missed, but they're not the only guys in the National Hockey League or in the world who can scheme a PK or can scheme a power play and can coach at this level. And that brings some fresh blood into the dressing room here in St. Louis, I think it's going to be really interesting, and I think it's going to be good for the St. Louis Blues, to be honest with you.
You're the best, buddy. That was incredibly thorough and much appreciated. I can't say enough about it. Andy, as always, you help us out when we need you the most, and today was a great day to do it. Thanks for jumping on. I'm sure we'll talk soon. Thanks, pal.
Anytime, Rob. You know that. Take care.